Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
And how are you proceeding?
The questions you ask, Elias. Yeah, I mean, what a eventful month. We'll get to that in a moment, but I'd like to start with a couple questions for others.
Very well.
Okay. I have a question from the forum. Seth had referred to a civilization that he called the Lumanians, that were a subterranean civilization. And Tracy would like to know if that civilization existed approximately 30,000 or perhaps even 75,000 years ago.
Approximately 65,000.
Oh, okay. So it was in this dimension?
Yes. Okay. Temporarily, yes.
Oh, okay. And she also wants to know if there's a subterranean system that were created by them near a place called Tetuan.
No.
That's something else?
Yes.
Okay. Are you able to identify what she's referring to? What is that subterranean system?
That was generated at a much later time framework.
Okay.
And I would express that she can investigate that. There is historical data on that.
Okay. Thank you.
You are welcome.
I have a question from Adam. I'm going to read it. He says, what is my connection to the band La Belle? I feel an unusual bittersweet melancholy energy in relation to the members, as if I know more about them than I should. He also asked, am I connected to the bandmate Nona Hendrix? His impression is that there's at least an observing essence there.
To the second question, I would express yes. To the first question, I would express that he does incorporate several other focuses with these individuals and is very familiar with that energy or feels a type of kinship.
Does that include other focuses in this time framework?
No.
Okay. Okay, and Sandra would like to know, you know, she's been diving very much so in magical traditions where in some of them there are, you know, interactions and practices involving archangels. And she's just curious, you know, are what these traditions refer to as archangels, does that correspond to what you describe as essences?
Yes.
Okay.
Definitely. As I have expressed many times previously, throughout history, you have generated many different titles for what you think of as non-physical beings or entities. And in that, some of them you place in somewhat of a hierarchy and identify them as gods and goddesses. Others you express are not necessarily gods or goddesses, but that they are a type of guide. And those generally are identified as angels, but there is a hierarchy that you form with angels also. Even demons.
I guess the question also is wanting to identify whether, like, are they referring to essences, or they could be referring to, other, maybe a non-physical being that's not necessarily in the capacity of essence, you know, or other dimensional focuses or stuff like that, but they would be more corresponding to essences?
Yes, yes.
Oh, okay.
Expressions such as angels or archangels, those generally, yes, are titles that individuals and groups have designated in relation to their ideas about angels.
Okay. Thank you.
You are welcome.
Okay, let me tell you about imagery from this past month. After we last talked, I made my way to Montreal to establish myself again. And upon arriving, the car was loaded. I was bringing a lot of stuff back from New Brunswick, and I discovered that the road was inaccessible. The road upon which the building exists, it was being dug up, and they were putting new pipes and electrical wires and all sorts of stuff like that. So, I was aware previously that there was some road work, but when I got there, the scope of it, it was way bigger than what I was expecting or thinking where it would go. And so I had to wait till they were done working that day to unload the car. Then I found out that the building, the renovations, were not as further along as I was expecting them to be either, including some pretty basic stuff. And I, you know, in all of that, I was like, what an unwelcoming situation. And I actually damaged my car a little bit trying to navigate in that rugged street. Then I slept there for a couple days, and there was a mystery noise, some banging in the walls that I just didn't make any sense, couldn't figure out what it was. But it kept me up at night, so I had insomnia for several nights. We just discovered this past weekend that actually what's happening is that there's a tree that when it's windy, it's hitting on the wall where I am. And it's making all these reverberations. So that has been a source of stress, definitely, because I'm so sensitive to sound. And and those first days also, the road repair was ongoing, and they had these huge machines which would make the entire building shake. And it was also very unsettling. So all of that put together, it was really stressful. So I decided to leave and give the whole situation more time. I left for about 2 weeks. I went to my father's and Sandra's. And when I came back about a week ago, at least the street was accessible now. Like they were just paving it then, after everything. And the renovations here in the building have moved along a bit, but they're still going to be working on it for a while, I guess. And we discovered this weekend what the noise was. And now here's the other interesting thing about that noise is the one made by the tree. On Saturday, the landlord came to me and he told me, "Oh, I found out what it is." So they had been investigating. So it was that tree. And they told me they were going to cut it on Monday, which they did. And on that Saturday night, that same day, we had storm level winds here. So the banging was just really, really loud. So I decided, and I was, in a pretty aggravated state at that point. So I decided I'm going to go and sleep in a hotel. Well, I went to a hotel in Montreal here that I go to when I need to crash somewhere or something. So I've been there before. I know what it's like. It's usually very quiet. Well, that night, it wasn't quiet. There were a group of girls, young girls, that were running across the halls back and forth, making noise, and they kept waking me up. So it's like I mean, that was a really good display for me to see. That doesn't really matter. You can try to escape something, but you're not going to escape your energy because I brought it with me and I created the disturbances there too. So anyway, so all of this has been happening, and meanwhile, my digestive system took a hit too, and we can talk about that after. But I'd like to discuss the meaning of this imagery, and I think that in a way, what I walked into in this whole situation is all the energy that I had been churning in relation to establishing myself again.
I would definitely agree with that. And
Sandra.
I would also express that when you began moving in this direction, you engaged a conversation with myself, and in that, you weren't as keen on settling back in Montreal.
I know, I've been hesitating for several months before I finally decided to do this. So that's part of it too, huh?
Definitely.
Because it
In
has been
that,
unwelcoming.
say to you is what you actually did, which is not wrong or bad, but what you did was you settled or resigned yourself to what you perceived to be more practical,
Yes.
rather than what you felt and what you believed you actually wanted. Now, in that, the reason that I say that that isn't bad or wrong is that the choice in itself isn't bad or wrong. And in that, deciding to move to Montreal would not necessarily be what you would think of as a bad or wrong choice in relation to practicality. But once again, it is a matter of perception, how you are looking at the situation. From what angle are you looking at it? in this, I would say that settling in Montreal for you includes that perception that you are being practical but settling for less than what you wanted.
I understand. Part of the choice also was, I mean, I don't view this as I'm establishing myself permanently. It was really like an attempt to quickly get a place so I could gather myself and you know, stabilize my energy before I make a move further away. Because I had been floating around, and it was really becoming aggravating.
I'm understanding, and what I would say to you now is that it isn't a matter of having to justify yourself to yourself or to myself. But you chose, and in that, I am merely responding and answering your questions about what you are creating and mm-hmm. what direction you engaged, therefore, in a manner of speaking, why all of this has been occurring. In this, you began from a point of being somewhat dissatisfied. With the perception that you were, for practical reasons, settling for less than what you wanted.
Yeah.
Or from that point on, unless you changed that perception, which you didn't, it is understandable and likely that you would have created not only obstacles, but you would have created different expressions and manifestations that seem to be annoying or frustrating or agitating and less than optimal and less than what you wanted.
Because what I really wanted was a new adventure.
I'm understanding. I would say to you that in different circumstances, if your energy was focused in a different direction, you might not have been disturbed by that tree.
Mm-hmm.
You might have been intrigued by the sound, and it may have been a curiosity to you. And once you discovered that it was a tree, you may have engaged that entirely differently. But this is an example of how powerful perception is.
And I guess also the strength of the imagery speaks of the strength of the desire for the new adventure.
I would agree.
Okay, well, you know, I have this lease here until July, and I'll make the best of it. I mean, I could always leave before, but...
Or you can also be changing your perception, and in that, changing what you are paying attention to, and therefore that would change your experience considerably. It isn't that you made a wrong choice, and it isn't that you actually are settling for less. Therefore, regardless that you may perceive this move as a stepping stone, you can also gain the most benefit that you can from it.
Yes. Yes, which is what I want to do. So I guess within Canada, Vancouver remains the most potent place for me, right?
I would agree, yes.
Would you, apart from Canada, where would you say at this point, if we consider this the coming year or so, where would you say would be particularly potent for me to maybe not to set up forever, but I don't know, a year, 2 years, whatever, somewhere on the planet where that would be very rich in experience and also that I resonate with.
I would say that there are some areas of London. I would also say that you would resonate well with Wales. And you would resonate with some or many areas in New Zealand.
Okay. Thank you.
You are welcome.
Karen was wanting me to ask something also in relation to the intestines. Let me read her question. If I apply castor oil packs to my intestines using felt infused with the oil, then apply a hot water bottle on top, leaving it for 20 minutes to an hour a day for a week or so, would that be improving the overall health of intestines, including emotional equilibrium? This is a method that was suggested by Edgar Cayce.
No.
Okay. So there's you wouldn't say that there's anything to it.
No.
Okay, good. And still on the topic of food, I had a question. I was curious. When you were saying in relation to regeneration that coffee is not necessarily beneficial, what aspect of the coffee is doing that? Is it the roasting of the beans more so than the caffeine itself?
I would say it is a combination. Caffeine can be beneficial at times for certain reasons. Caffeine can be beneficial in relation to pain. It can also be beneficial in relation to breathing at times. It can also at times be an aid in relation to digestion, but it is a matter of recognizing that it has specific benefits at specific times, not always and not for everything.
And you wouldn't be advocating of it as a daily beverage once a day.
No, not necessarily. I recognize that many, many, many individuals do consume coffee on a daily basis, but I would express that caffeine also can easily become a habit. Not that it actually incorporates an addictive quality in your terminology, but it becomes attractive, and it does alter different functions in your system, and you can become accustomed to that, and in that you can move in a direction easily of creating a habit with it. But that doesn't necessarily mean that it is beneficial.
So in relation to regeneration, it was both the caffeine and the roasted quality of the beans that would not be particularly conducive to that, to the regeneration.
I would say not as a blanket statement, as I expressed earlier, there are moments in which it can be a benefit, and therefore it could actually contribute.
Right, right. It would have beneficial properties.
Correct, but in general, I would say no.
And with tea, it's the same thing, right? It's the caffeine on a constant basis that would be less beneficial in relation to regeneration.
Correct.
Okay.
Now, I would say that there are a considerable number of teas that don't incorporate caffeine, and therefore that would be a significant difference between coffee and tea, because most people that consume coffee don't consume decaffeinated coffee.
So decaffeinated coffee would be, is that something that you would say on a daily basis would be not creating the same situations? Like it would.
Correct.
So in
it isn't necessarily beneficial, but it isn't harmful either.
Oh, okay. All right. When I was at Sandra's recently, we were at the table, Jean, Sandra, and I, we were discussing, and at some point, all of a sudden, there's a sound like this, beep, that came into my ear, in my right ear, and it was very strong. I've heard, I hear that a little bit here and there at different times, once in a while, not very often. But this was very strong, and I could feel the wave of energy also hitting the head, and it kind of made it created a sensation of my head ballooning a little bit energetically. What was that?
And your assessment?
Well, I think you've mentioned before that these things are communications from other focuses or beings.
At times.
But this was different than what I would usually hear in that manner.
I would agree. Therefore, what would your assessment be?
I'm not sure.
Let me express to you that this doesn't occur frequently, but occasionally individuals may be not specifically or intentionally, but they may be expressing a heightening of their physical senses. And in that, it generally, for most individuals, is associated with other movements they are engaging, other directions that they are engaging in expanding. But occasionally, when you do that, you affect your sense of hearing, and you can actually at times hear sounds that are at a type of frequency that you generally usually would not objectively be able to hear. Now, when you do that, when you open your actual physical senses in that capacity, especially your hearing, that can actually affect you in relation to generating a headache. It can affect in being disoriented, creating vertigo. It can create many different types of physical manifestations that, in a manner of speaking, are a reaction to that auditory sense being heightened in a manner that your body consciousness isn't accustomed to.
So I was just picking up on different frequencies.
Actually, what I would say to you is that outside of the house at that time, there was a vehicle that was creating that sound, which wouldn't necessarily be actually heard by other individuals, but that you were actually allowing yourself to hear that, not intentionally.
Oh, okay. I was hoping for something more galactic, but that's okay.
What I would say to you is, if you notice that occurring futurely,
mm-hmm.
what you can do is, while you are experiencing that,
mm-hmm.
while you are experiencing hearing the sound,
mm-hmm.
and directly after you experience hearing the sound, to quickly drink a glass of ice water.
Mm.
The ice and the coldness of the water in a fashion somewhat counteracts the reaction of the body consciousness to the unfamiliar sound.
Okay. All right.
It generates a stabilizing action very quickly. It is very similar to the body consciousness reacting to an allergy.
Okay.
That if you are incorporating very quickly ice water, it will stop the reaction momentarily.
Okay, well, thank you.
You are welcome.
You know, when we did that exercise, the energy exercise a couple sessions ago, and you know what I call now the yellow and purple action? Would you say that that is predominantly a magnetic action, a magnetic expression? I'd like to do it again now and see if there are differences.
Very well.
All right, so just give me a moment. It's, you know, it's a little bit different when I do it in this way because I feel self-conscious.
Why?
I don't know. It's like some automatic thing that because I know I'm being observed, then there's a difference, which could be a subject in of itself. But, you know, I've been practicing this daily, every day, and I tune into it very quickly now, and it's deeper, and I can hold it for a while, and let me try it again.
Very well.
Let me see, because you know you could see that it was happening, but I know I can go, I can make it much stronger than that.
Excellent. Very well.
But I don't know if I'll succeed. Yeah, I don't seem to be able to do it as strong as I would if I was not doing it with somebody. Because part of the energy that would go to creating that, expressing that, is going to watching the person watching me. So, but I mean, you could see it, right?
Yeah.
I wish I could have done it stronger because I would have.
I agree that you do incorporate a tendency to generate more of a strength than that at other times. Mm. I would validate that definitely.
Okay. So you were saying that this is basically, this can developed, I mean it already is, but can further developed into an ability to connect with different essences and in a way that I could just connect to anything and know anything. In what manner is there more flow for this kind of knowing to shape up for me? Meaning, is it, I mean, I know I can just let it develop without directing it, and I'll discover that, but I'm just curious if you would have anything to say about where there's more flow or more ease for me to, I don't know, how would that information become known? Sounds, visions, or a more direct knowing? How would I tell it apart?
Depending on you. That would be dependent upon what you direct and what you are, in a manner of speaking, designating. How do you want it to be accessed? Because it isn't being given to you. You are accessing it.
Right, and at this time, I'm not attempting to define it further or make it more specific. But so basically, you're saying it's up for grabs. I could just choose a type of manner that the information would shape up, and that would develop then.
Yes.
So there's no natural inclination, so to speak.
No, not necessarily. It is your choice, actually.
Okay. That focus of mine on Aunt Carolyn Dye, what was she tapping into?
In relation to?
Well, she was doing readings and she was doing healings. Was she connecting?
What I am asking you is more specifically, do you have a specific that you are curious about? I would say in general that she was tapping into herself as essence and therefore accessing information through that avenue.
Right, that's what I was wondering about. Was she just tapping into her expanded self as essence, as Samta?
Yeah.
At different times, maybe she would have been tapping into other essences?
To varying degrees, not consistently and not tremendously. I would say that for the most part, it was more tapping into the essence, energy, and information, and also being open to other individuals' energies.
So this was the Samta show.
In a manner of speaking.
So this thing that I'm doing now with this, what I call the yellow and purple action, that could go in a direction, or it already is going in a direction of opening up in similar ways?
Yes.
So what was she doing different than what I'm doing now?
I would say,
I mean,
everything.
If that can be qualified, I don't know.
Precisely. I would say everything, because that is a different individual and the attention is different and the intention is different, and therefore the action is different.
Okay. But what I'm already developing with this, this could develop into a way that could really enhance readings, I want to develop in a direction that is as interesting and accomplished at what she was doing.
I would say that that is definitely possible, and that you are already moving in that direction considerably. That perhaps the most significant difference is that you know this is you. You know that you are tapping into yourself as essence, and you know that this is also a matter of your own awareness and your own expansion. I would say that with the other individual, the most significant difference was that individual was not necessarily perceiving that as self.
Right, I get it. Right, and this is what we're doing in the shift. We're having that, that's one of the distinctions that we're becoming aware of.
Yes, I agree. But in that, I would also express that at times that might create some obstacles for you, because at times, or in general, I would say it is easier to trust something outside of yourself.
Yes, I've noticed that over the years that this obstacle is there, and that there's like an extra hump to, there's a layer there to move through to allow the fullness
Yes, I would agree. But I would also say to you that you can also move in other directions, such as expressing your trust in something else. It actually doesn't matter, because you are accessing the same information and you are doing the same action. Therefore, if you were temporarily expressing that you trust the universe in relation to a particular action, that it is aiding you or it is giving you information, it actually matters not.
Well, with
If that helps you to build that expression of trust initially, then I would express that that can be beneficial. It is
Well,
no different from an individual expressing a trust in some religious deity.
right, I get it. But at this point, what I'm doing with this yellow and purple action, I mean, I would you say that it is more easy for me to be accessing and trusting Samta than it would be another essence, or not?
I would say at this point, for you, it would be the same.
Right. That's sort of what I feel. I don't feel a big hurdle in accepting and developing my own relationship with me as essence.
I agree.
Okay. Which doesn't prevent me either from also from connecting with other essence such as you,
Correct.
because I enjoy it.
Yes.
Right.
I definitely agree.
Okay, last quick question. In you had given the information to somebody before that garnet, the stone, Almandine garnet, was a stone that was good for express communion.
Yes.
Is that its main property?
Yes.
And communion, how would you define that? That's a type of emergence, isn't it? Or it's kind of like stronger than.
I suppose you could express it in that manner. It
Isn't it
isn't
stronger than
necessarily.
connection?
It is a specific action. Connection is general and it is always.
Okay.
I would say that communion is, yes, it is connecting, but it is a specific action of connecting between two or more manifestations or entities, so to speak.
Specific in what way?
Specific in them generating a common action together.
So it would vary, the nature of that specificity would vary, but the fact that it is more specific is what is communion.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, it varies in countless manners, but that the connecting action or the action that is being shared is specific.
Okay. Well, thank you so much.